From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Will Salatin on the State of the Union and the state of Social Security. First, the lead. After his speech last night, President Bush is traveling today, first to North Dakota, then Montana, Nebraska, Arkansas, and finally Florida. He's pushing the idea that the government's national retirement plan really is in trouble and that his proposals to fix it will work. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
Don't feel bad if the phrase Social Security Roadshow doesn't exactly get your blood pumping. It's probably not designed to. Whereas the recent election campaign was all confetti blasts and country music, the White House sees this trip as a serious meditation on the future of Social Security, and possibly an end run around Congress.
The president is going above the heads of Congress, and he's going to the grassroots.
James Thurber directs the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University.
To try to persuade them that he's got a good idea on Social Security.
They don't call Social Security the third rail of American politics for nothing. Opinion polls show that the majority of Americans oppose Mr. Bush's proposal to make private accounts part of the national retirement plan. And then there's the small matter of Congress, which must approve any such change. Many Democrats and moderate Republicans oppose privatization. James Thurber says this trip is aimed at both the poll numbers and the lawmakers.
The event of going to North Dakota will be covered by absolutely every outlet in the media. And that's likely to have an influence on voter attitudes. That'll put a lot of pressure on a senator that's sitting there wavering, especially a senator that has to run in 2 years.
I don't feel under pressure by the president's visit.
He may not feel it yet, but North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad is precisely the kind of person the president hopes to influence. Conrad is a Democrat from a red state who's up for re-election next year.
I feel under pressure, and I hope everyone does, by the seriousness of our fiscal condition. And frankly, it's been made much worse by the president's fiscal policies.
Fightin' words indeed, but Senator Conrad will put his differences aside today long enough to fly home to North Dakota with the president on Air Force One. He says he disagrees with much of the president's proposal on Social Security and isn't sure if he'll be getting a sales pitch during that flight. Though Mr. Bush won North Dakota, Senator Conrad says changing Social Security won't be an easy sell.
North Dakotans are very fiscally responsible. They do not believe in spending beyond your means. And so the president is going to have to demonstrate that he is serious about protecting Social Security long term.
The president may be facing staunch opposition, but he's used this very barnstorming approach before, in 2001, when he wanted to push through controversial tax cuts. American University's James Thurber.
He had some skeptics. And he went to those states and had rallies, and they went along with him in the end, because when the people want something in your state and they put pressure on you, they're going to go along with the people.
Thurber and others are quick to add that convincing people to take a tax cut is one thing. Telling them to trust you with their retirement money, that's an elephant of a different color. As for Amity Johnson, she prefers donkeys. She's a 26-year-old Democrat living in Great Falls, Montana, one of the towns the president will visit. Even though she disagrees with privatization, she thinks the appearance is a smart move.
I believe that if the president is charismatic, then just the excitement of being there, I'm sure it will have an effect.
Despite her opposition to the proposal, first thing last Monday morning, Johnson went down to get a ticket to see the president and was told there wasn't one left. They'd all been given out in just an hour. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank in Washington.